Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in to the 2020 Kentucky Derby special. I am Eddie the Hat. I'll be taking us with Hondo, our in-studio guest, for the next 30 minutes as we go over the Kentucky Derby, Churchill Downs, Hondo, in September.
Yeah, the horse that wins tomorrow will be the first horse to win a Kentucky Derby in September.
Yeah, and we'll also be coming off of a Belmont Stakes win. Maybe.
Yes, yes.
Maybe, if it goes as planned. Folks, just wanted to let you know we were going to have a guest handicapper on tonight, Greg Willard, who is a regular contributor to our show, and I want to send out the condolences to him and the Willard family on the loss of his uncle last evening, Uncle Jim. And from what Greg tells me, Uncle Jim was quite a character. I believe he lived to be in his mid-80s, loved Crown Royal, loved betting the ponies, and loved talking about the mob, which is very near and dear to me. So,
oh, yeah.
Anyway, again, condolences to Greg and his family as they deal with the loss of his uncle. And so he won't, obviously he won't be with us this evening, but Hondo and myself, we got a lot to talk about. And real quick, let's just kind of, Hondo, we lucked into a third tier exacta today in the Oaks. We didn't see Gamin getting beat. The only white elephant in the room with us was the fact that she had never been the distance and she didn't get it.
Yeah, she there was the question about whether she could carry her speed a mile and an eighth, and when she had that 18 3/4 length win in the Acorn, that was a one turn mile, and big difference between a one turn race and a two turn race for a speed horse.
Yeah,
and it's just she got tired there at the end. She was kind of drifting out, and she didn't get embarrassed. She ran third, and she was quite a bit far ahead of the fourth place horse. But there's even further questions now whether she's a two turn mile underneath horse.
Yeah, and she didn't lose any respect, from us. You know, we've always been high on her, and we continue to be. But we got lucky in a nice 118.80 exacta, and she dares the devil, which was a horse that we had touted to our clients, and came back and paid a nice, I think it was about, what, $34 and
32 and change.
Yeah, $32. So anyway, if congratulations if you, kind of did what we told you to do, and came home with 118.80 exacta. Hondo, I don't really, I've been knocking my head all day today and most of yesterday. I just can't beat Tis the Locker.
No, I can't either. And people will say, well, Jermaine was 3-5 today. They beat her. But I think there's no comparison between the two as far as their credentials going into the race. Like we just talked about earlier, Jermaine had never been a mile and an eighth. She'd never – and you know, the only time she'd gone to two turns was when she was all out to beat Speech at Oaklawn Park in a race in back in whenever. Tis the Law has just been the model of consistency. He's never lost on a dry track. The only time he lost was on a sloppy surface at Churchill Downs last November. I kind of broke a little bit bad in that race, and he's just this year. Nobody's touched him. Nobody's come within four lengths of the guy, and he just looks like the real deal. He's got early tactical speed. If he breaks tomorrow, gets over and establishes position heading into the first turn, I don't think they'll beat him.
Yeah, and you know, unlike Amin, he's been a mile and a quarter,
right?
And in the Travers, and he just. There was never a doubt in that race as far as him, getting beat there. 3-5 in the morning line, I hate harping on these heavy favorites, and we got caught into that warp today in the Oaks, but I really, really will be surprised if he gets beat. But let's look at the competition from the rail out. We've had two late scratches, and both of them were horses that we were trying to make upset cases for. And of course, the first, King Guillermo, which, 20-1 in the morning line, he's out. Evidently had some minor issues.
Had a he spiked the temperature Wednesday, and
yeah.
They decided to scratch him yesterday.
And Finnick the Fierce. The one-eyed wonder was scratched evidently this morning because the vets just didn't like the way he was moving. The trainers, the owners are upset because they say that's the way he moves all the time because he's got one eye.
Right.
But anyway, he's out. And so that kind of left the scrambling for some horses that, were trying to include in the exacta to get some value. Because, I don't know about you, Hondo, but I don't like betting 3-5 straight and calling it a day.
No, I won't bet 3-5 straight. There's no way. Obviously, you're nuts if you don't include them in your exotics. But as far as just betting them to win 3-5, no thanks.
No.
And there's a question whether he'll go off at 3-5. He might go off at 2-5.
Yeah, I can see that. if that's your cup of tea, the only way to bet him is to win, obviously, and to use him on top in some exotics. Let's look at the now rail horse, Max Player, 30-1. This is a horse that we give a little bit of an upset look-see to here. Formerly trained by Linda Rice, now in the barn of Steve Ashmussen. He's going to be, obviously, he can improve a horse. This horse certainly hasn't beat anything near what he's going to be facing tomorrow, but like She Dares the Devil, he's sharp and he could surprise.
Kind of ironic, too, that Steve Ashmussen, the all-time winningest trainer at Churchill Downs, has never won the Derby. He's 0-20,
yep.
0-20 starters in the Derby. And that's the longest current streak of any trainer, without a Derby win. So, if you're looking for a long shot, he would definitely be one you'd want to consider.
Right. He's got improving numbers. He's coming into the race sharp. But he's going to have to improve a ton because he just got hammered by Tis the Law.
Yeah.
In the Travers. So, but could he run second? Absolutely. And at 30-1, that might, certainly help the price of the exacta. Enforceable, 30-1, Mark Cassie. The only good thing I can say about this guy is the trainer.
There's some people that like him if there's a real, scorching pace up front, that he could come run in there at the end if it's, you know, if the pace setters burn themselves out. That's the only case that can be made for him, is, you know, that he's going to be coming from the clouds, and he may pick up a share.
Yeah, he couldn't beat Swiss Skydiver in the Bluegrass. You know, Swiss Skydiver, you know, I don't think would run well in this field tomorrow. But hey, you know, certainly not one we're going to use. But yeah, I don't know. He doesn't look like he's got too much of a chance here. Storm the Court, you and I both agree this is a disaster that this horse is even in here.
Yeah, no, if it was my horse, I was very impressed with his last race on the grass at Del Mar, and I would keep him on the grass. I just hope that by running him in the Derby that they don't ruin the horse's future.
Yeah, and I think this is not a slap in the face to Peter Urden, but I think this is over-anxious owners that are taking a stab here. I mean, his claim to fame was an upset win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile. Back in November, Dennis's Moment in that race stumbled, lost all chance, and he ran well. But what is he? You know, he hasn't won since.
No, he hasn't won since, and that, you know, big as the big long shot in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, and really hasn't come close to winning. His best effort was his last race on the turf.
Yeah, So I don't know why he's in there. Same thing goes for Major Fed. The only claim to fame here is the maiden win at the fairgrounds back in January, and the Indiana Derby, the winner of the Oaks came out of an Indiana race today and won. But do you give this guy a shot at all?
No, not at all.
And this is what's frustrating, because you're looking at maybe two, three horses that have a shot, but they're all going to be bet. So, you know, what do you do? You're throwing money away with a lot of these guys that are in here.
I really think the only way you're going to make money in this race is to bet your try or your supers and hope that you get a couple of long shots there at the end. Maybe the 40, 50 to one shots running third and fourth.
Right.
And that's certainly possible.
Yeah, I've never been real successful handicapping supers. We don't give them out on our sheet because of that. If I don't like and I'm not doing well with a particular bet, I certainly don't want to be hawking at the clients and having them lose money on that. Trifectas, maybe. You're looking at, a perfect example of that. Do you know what the try paid today in the Oaks?
I don't, no.
With Gamine running third, I guarantee you it was undervalued. That's what you're looking at.
I know the exacta paid very nice.
Yeah, 118.80 for $2. So,
yeah.
That came back. Major Fed would be a major upset here. I think if he runs first or second, even third.
And I would say put a line through that horse, but the last time I said that was Mind the Bird in 2009.
I know. I mean, it's horse racing. I mean, going into today, who in the hell would have thought Gamine was gonna lose the Oaks? But it happens, and that's why it's horse racing. So I have to remember that. Money Moves. This is an interesting horse. 30-1 morning line, Todd Fletcher, improving numbers. What do you do with this horse? I mean, this horse broke his maiden. He's been in optional claimers. What's going on here with this guy, do you think?
Well, I think one of the stories I've heard, and it's not going to shine well on the horse, is that Todd's staying at Saratoga. He's not even going to Kentucky for the race. He's having his friend, his former boss, Wayne Lucas, saddle the horse for him. Now, I don't know. That's been this week. Now, I'm not sure if he's going tomorrow, if he's going to fly in and be there tomorrow for the race. But he's been having D. Wayne do all the pre-stuff for him. So that's not a good sign.
No. You know, and I mean, again, you know, well, yeah, he's improving numbers. He's, you know, three-year-olds, if they're improving, you know, why not? But, I mean, when you look at what he's been facing, it would be a real stretch here. All right, we're going to take our first and only timeout. When we come back, we'll continue analyzing the rest of the field here. Boy, again, 'tis the law. Looks awful tough, folks, but we'll try to find something for you with Exactas or something for you to make a little bit of money. Don't go far away. We'll be right back. And you're listening to the 2020 Kentucky Derby Special. I'm Eddie DeHatton in studio. We have Hondo with us, and we're going to continue to muddle down here. We've given you one horse already, Mac Player, that you definitely need to use in the Exactas with Tis the Law. And talked a little bit about money moves. Now let's move down to South Bend. Yikes.
Yeah.
50-1 morning line again. William Mott, you know, folks, you got some trainers in here that know how to throw a saddle over a horse. You got Tyler Gaffleone, who is one of my favorite jocks. And as Mr. Z said in a book a long time ago, what's he doing in here?
Well, Bill Mott, if he wins with this horse, of course he DQ'd into the win last year with Country House at 65-1. So if this horse wins tomorrow, that would be back-to-back boxcar derby wins by Mr. Mott, and I don't see it happening.
No, and, you know, I wouldn't mind owning any of these horses, to be perfectly honest with you, but, you know, some of them you got to really, you know, they're stretching. I would love to own Storm the Court, and I guarantee you if I did, he wouldn't be in tomorrow. But
Some are just running so the owners can say they had a horse that ran in the Kentucky Derby.
Yeah, but don't they understand, too, that they're ruining the horse for future performances?
That's certainly a possibility.
You know, it just doesn't make any...
No.
Doesn't make any sense to me. Mr. Big News, this would be Big News. 50-1 in the morning line, William Calhoun. Again, this horse is coming off of a $200,000 overnight and a win back in April at Oaklawn over a sloppy track. And prior to that, his only race was a maiden, maiden special weight.
Yeah, good luck.
And again, he exits the Bluegrass, which he was beaten 10 1/4 lengths. Art Collector, who of course is not here, Swiss Skydiver ran in the Oaks and ran okay, but I don't think she would be given a big effort here. All right, now things get interesting. 1,000 words, Bob Baffert. Florent Giroux, or however you pronounce, I'm sorry if I butchered his name here. I like this horse.
Yeah, he's got a shot. He's got a solid buyer. His buyer compares favorably with any of these top ones. In fact, I believe he's got the second best buyer in the race.
Yeah.
Right behind Tis the Law. And so, yeah, he seems to have gotten back into form after a couple of, poor efforts there. And, you know, people can say, well, the way Uncle Chuck ran in the Travers, it didn't bode well for 1,000 words. It didn't really flatter 1,000 words, but yeah, he's he beat Honor AP. I mean, in his last race, so right there shows you that he's got talent. He can run, and he's definitely one that could hit the board. And he's probably of the top four. You know, he's 15-1 on the morning line. I think I saw odds today, and the early Derby odds, he was down to 9-1.
Yeah.
I don't think you'll get 15-1 on him. I think he'll go off less than that. But he's definitely one that you know, could be going in flying under the radar.
Yep, 3-for-3 earlier in the meet. This was a horse that we were very high on until Nadal came into the picture and kind of upset the apple cart a little bit. Honor AP. Of course, his effort in the San Felipe was dull. He went to his nose at the break in the Oaklawn, tossed that race out, and then he came back and he ran okay versus Uncle Chuck, and then he really put it all together at 9-1 in the shared belief.
Yeah,
when he beat Honor AP.
Yeah, he's kind of a grinder. He doesn't blow you away. He doesn't. He's just a steady runner, and you know, he went gate to wire in the shared belief.
Yep.
Now, I don't think he'll be on the lead tomorrow. I think that's going to be authentic with the post he's got. He's got a gun and get over. But 1,000 words definitely is a threat tomorrow.
Yep, and the $1 million auction purchase, I think, has got a big shot. And you could do a lot worse looking for an upsetter. Necker Island, 50-1. No thanks. Taking the blinkers off. I hate when they make equipment changes in big races like this. It's almost a red flag.
Yeah.
To me, when they're monkeying with doing this and they're doing that, it's like, really? You don't have things set in stone in the Kentucky Derby? You're taking, no, can't go there. Sol Volante, 30-1, Patrick Biacone. I can't, he was just blown away in the Belmont. I can't see him coming back.
No.
And you know, running. Attachment Rate, 50-1. I love Dale Romans. I love Joe Talamo. I would love to see this guy run well tomorrow, but I can't see him either.
Nope.
You know, he's just, I think he's overmatched. You know, like so many of these. I mean, it's a bizarre year, really. And I'm looking at this, and I mean, have you seen in the past? Have you seen a field with so many long shots that?
No, it's been a while since I've seen a Derby where you could narrow it down to 3 or 4 horses.
Yeah,
just kind of put a, you know, just to eliminate the rest of the field.
And folks, we really tried. I mean, I'm not saying that we're just throwing Tis the Law out there and giving them to you 3 to 5 because, you know, we didn't want to do any work. We dug. And we just, you know, we just can't beat them. I mean, now we might be talking a different tune tomorrow night at this time, but as of right now, I just don't. I think really if you're looking for a price, right now, again, I would use Max Player, the 2 and 1,000 words. Winning Impression, Dallas Stewart, another 50-1 horse. Won an optional claimer at Oaklawn. I just can't do it. New York Traffic, though. Hondo, this is a horse, 20-1 in the morning line, that improving numbers and was getting too authentic in the house.
Yeah, the only question is, was authentic just giving it up there in the last eighth of a mile, or was New York Traffic really gaining on him and legitimately closing? That's a question that will be answered tomorrow. Authentic, can he go a mile and a quarter? You know, Bob Baffert didn't seem too concerned after that race in the Haskell, saying that he's a lazy horse and that Mike just has to get after him a little bit more there in the stretch, which might be true. Who knows? We'll know tomorrow. But definitely... Authentic's going to be on the lead. I'll be shocked if he's not on the lead going into the first turn there. And if they don't press him, he'll be gone. He could steal the race. Authentic could. And seriously, I really think that's the only horse that can beat Tis the Law is if he gets loose on the lead and they don't. But I don't think that Manny Franco will let that happen.
No.
Tis the Law's got enough tactical speed where he's not going to let Authentic steal the race.
All right. New York traffic is another one, folks. You need to throw in the exacta there under 'Tis the Law. Honor AP, Mike Smith. You know, this, I mean, I haven't seen a strikingly more handsome horse than this guy by Honor Code. But, you know, he either blows you away or he doesn't. I mean, he's kind of an in and outer, really.
Yeah, he's always there, but he doesn't always win.
Right.
And that's the knock against him. And if he wins tomorrow, Mike Smith will become the oldest jockey to win the Derby at 55 years old.
Yeah, well, he needs to hang him up.
Yeah. Yeah.
I get so sick of seeing this on social media that he can't ride anymore and this and that. And it's like, oh, come on, seriously?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but yeah, he's, you know, he has to be used in the top tier. The exact is obviously. And then, of course, we've got Tis the Law. What can you say about him? He's just in stellar form. And I heard a trainer was quoted earlier in the week that said that Tis the Law is a man amongst boys.
Yeah, I mean, he's already won the Florida Derby, the Belmont, the Travers, 3 Grade 1 wins going into the race. If he wins the Triple Crown, people are going to put an asterisk by it. But I really wonder if it deserves an asterisk, because this guy has had to do more. He's had to maintain his excellence throughout the whole year, not just throughout the spring. And people will say, well, he didn't have to win at a mile and a half at the Belmont Stakes. Well, anybody that saw him win the Travers, if they don't think he can go a mile and a half, they're crazy.
And then, of course, then on the outside, we have Authentic. I don't think he can get a mile and a quarter. That's just my feeling. I think he was gassed going a mile and an eighth, but Baffert's fooled us before, and he could fool us again tomorrow.
Well, his pedigree says he should have trouble getting into mischief. Not bred to go a mile and a quarter.
But as you have pointed out, if he gets loose on the lead, he could be tough, because horses that are that get loose like that can fool you.
There you go.
Going the distance the first time, they might not be able to do it the second time. They try it, but. So that's the field. And as far as I am concerned, I would go with Exacta Boxes tomorrow, folks. And I'm going to give you the post numbers here. I'm going to go 17, Tis the Law, over the 10 and 16. If you want to get a little bit sexy and bet some Exacta Boxes with a couple of knockout horses, in the bottom, go 17 with the 2, 10, 15, 16, and 18. And if you really want to get cute and you're going to say, well, you know what, I'm going to bet Tis the Law is not going to win or he's not going to run second. That's what we did in the Oaks. $2 exact a box using the 2, 10, 15, 16, and 18. And that's basically the way we see it.
Yeah, in the paper tomorrow, I went with Tis the Law, Authentic, and Honor AP in that order. But, you know, hey, as Dale Roman said, it's 2020. Anything can happen.
Well, you got that right. And, you know, I just looked at the calendar, too, and I see that Santa Anita is opening next Friday, 9/11.
Yeah, well, there we go.
Yeah, and 9/11, 2020. So anyway, good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right, folks. Well, good luck with your wagers tomorrow, and let's try to do something. But it's going to be a tough task, getting by Tis the Law. But we'll see how he does, and hope that you have some good fortune. Hondo, thank you for joining us.
All righty.
And again, folks. Yeah, let's see what happens in the year 2020. Let's see what develops. It will be interesting when they hit the gate tomorrow, Pacific time at 4:01. I don't know how they're going to manage that, 4:01, but that is the official post time. So anyway, guys, good luck. We'll be talking to you soon. Cash some bets.